Chapter 3. Advice from a Caterpillar. Alice felt very tired, so she stopped and leaned against a flower to rest and fanned herself with one of the leaves. This reminded her of how small she now was. "Oh dear," she said to herself, "I'd almost forgotten that I have to get big again. Let me see, how will I do it? I suppose I have to eat or drink something, but the great question is, what?" Alice looked all around her at the flowers and the grass, but she could not see anything that looked like the right thing to eat or drink. There was a large mushroom growing near her, about the same height as herself, and when she looked under it, and on both sides of it, and behind it, she decided to look and see what was on top of it. She looked over the edge of the mushroom and saw a huge blue caterpillar that was sitting on the top with its arms folded, quietly smoking a long pipe. The caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for a while in silence. At last, the caterpillar took the pipe out of its mouth and said in a sleepy voice,
"Who are you?"
Alice replied, rather shyly,
I hardly know, sir, right now. At least I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have changed several times since then."
"What do you mean by that?" said the caterpillar coldly. "Explain yourself."
"I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir," said Alice, "because I'm not myself, you see."
"I don't see," said the caterpillar.
"I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly," Alice replied very politely, "for I can't understand it myself, and being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing."
"It isn't," said the caterpillar.
"Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet," said Alice, "but when you have to turn into a cocoon, you will some day, you know, and then after that into a butterfly, I think it will feel a bit strange, won't it?"
"Not a bit," said the caterpillar.
"Well, perhaps your feelings may be different," said Alice. "All I know is that it would feel very strange to me."
"You?" said the caterpillar. "Who are you?"
Which brought them back again to the beginning of the conversation. Alice felt a little irritated at the caterpillar's making such short remarks, and she tried to make herself look as tall as possible, and said very seriously,
"I think you ought to tell me who you are first."
"Why?"
asked the caterpillar. Here was another puzzling question, and as Alice could not think of any good reason, and as the caterpillar seemed to be in a very unpleasant mood, she turned away.
"Come back," the caterpillar called after her. "I've something important to say."
Alice turned and came back again.
"Keep your temper,"
said the caterpillar.
"Is that all?"
said Alice, swallowing her anger as well as she could.
"No,"
said the caterpillar. For a few minutes the caterpillar smoked its pipe without speaking, but at last it unfolded its arms, took the pipe out of its mouth again, and said,
"What size do you want to be?"
"Well, I would like to be a little larger," said Alice. 3 inches is such a terrible height to be."
"It's a very good height,"
said the caterpillar angrily, pulling itself upright as it spoke. It was exactly 3 inches high.
"But I'm not used to it," said Alice,
and she thought to herself, "I wish the creatures in this forest wouldn't be so easily offended."
"You'll get used to it eventually,"
said the caterpillar. Then it got down off the mushroom and crawled away into the grass, saying as it went,
"One side will make you grow taller, and the other side will make you grow shorter."
"One side of what? The other side of what?" thought Alice to herself.
"Of the mushroom,"
said the caterpillar, just as if she had asked it out loud, and in another moment it was out of sight. Alice stood staring at the mushroom for a minute, trying to decide which were the two sides of it. This was a difficult question because it was perfectly round. However, at last she stretched her arms around it as far as they would go and broke off a bit of the edge with each hand.
"Now which is which?" she said to herself, and ate a little bit of the right-hand bit to try the effect.
The next moment she felt herself shrinking. She was already so small she became frightened she would disappear completely, so she quickly took a bite of the other piece.
Suddenly, she was taller than the trees, and the birds were flying around her head.
"Oh, dear," Alice said. "How will I ever be my own size again?"
But she kept on taking small bits of each piece, shrinking and growing again and again, until at last she reached the normal height for a little girl.